The day I had been dreading had arrived even before Mrs. Milne, a.k.a. Mrs. Nagy, wouldn't let me sleep in. She was being a demanding teacher. Eventually, I got up. Later on the hike, Mrs. Milne was being a drama queen, as usual. And when we were halfway on the hike, I stopped to catch my breath, but Mrs. Nagy wouldn't let me. She said, "Come on." Then she said, "Hurry up." And I had a bit of a nervous breakdown, and I hollered at her and said, "I wish that I stayed home because you have done nothing but make my day a nightmare." Mrs. Milne said, "Don't get your pants in a twist." Then I said, "Why did you make me come on this trail of torture?" So Mrs. Milne said, "Because you're in my class, so get used to it." Then I said, "Okay, Mom." After that, we got back to the sign, which was at the beginning, and I realized that we went in a giant circle. Mrs. Milne said, "That was that not fun?" And I said, "You made me go in a circle." Then Mrs. Milne said, "Well, I did tell you we were going in a loop." "I thought you were joking," I said. "Well, at least you survived," she said in a cheerful voice. Eventually, I got over it. Then we had dinner, and after that, we went to bed. I had a little chat with my roommates in our cabin and went to sleep, dreaming of going home.